Green Mantle by John Buchan. Read by Christian Rotzka. Chapter 1. A mission is proposed. I had just finished breakfast and was filling my pipe when I got Bullivant's telegram. It was at Furling, the big country house in Hampshire, where I'd come to convalesce after Lou's, and Sandy, who was in the same case, was hunting for the marmalade. I flung him the flimsy with the blue strip pasted down on it, and he whistled.
"Hello, Dick, you've got the battalion. Or maybe it's a staff billet. Ha! You'll be a blighted brass hat, coming it heavy over the hard-working regimental officer. And to think of the language you've wasted on brass hats in your time."
I sat and thought for a bit, for that name, Bullivant, carried me back 18 months to the hot summer before the war. I'd not seen the man since, though I had read about him in the papers. For more than a year, I'd been a busy battalion officer, with no other thought than to hammer a lot of raw stuff into good soldiers. I'd succeeded pretty well, and there was no prouder man on earth than Richard Hannay when he took his Lennox Highlanders over the parapets on that glorious and bloody 25th day of September. Loos was no picnic, and we'd had some ugly bits of scrapping before that. But the worst bit of the campaign I'd seen was a tea party to the show I'd been in with Bullivant before the war started. The sight of his name on a telegram form seemed to change all my outlook on life. I'd been hoping for the command of the battalion, and looking forward to being in at the finish with Brother Bosch. But this message jerked my thoughts onto a new road. There might be other things in the war than straightforward fighting. Why on earth should the Foreign Office want to see an obscure major of the new army, and want to see him in double-quick time?